Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Welcome to the AA podcast for March 2019. March is here, bringing with it the spring equinox, together with the beginning of British summertime. On March the 1st, the sun will have climbed to about 6 degrees below the celestial equator, but by the end of the month it will have crossed the equator and be about 4 degrees above it. The sun will cross the equator on March the 20th at 10 p.m, after which, here in the Northern Hemisphere, our nights will be shorter than our days. The day that the sun crosses the equator is known as the equinox, which means equal night. All over the world, night and day will be the same length. From then on, in the north, the day length will increase until midsummer, when the sun will begin to retrace its path southwards. It will recross the equator at the autumnal equinox on September the 23rd. British summertime begins technically in the early hours of the morning of April the 1st, when we advance our clocks by an hour, thereby losing an hour of sleep. I mention it this month as the notification for the clock change is given on March the 31st in our diaries. Moving on to the planets. As February ends, Mercury is putting on a good evening show, low in the west, just after sunset. I've found it easy to locate using the alt-azimuth data from the Stellarium programme, together with a homemade altitude pointer and a hiking compass. On March the 1st at 6 p.m, Mercury should be found at about 11 degrees altitude on a compass bearing of 257 degrees. This should put the planet within the field of view of a pair of 8x42 binoculars. Make sure the sun has set before you view. By March the 5th at 6 p.m, Mercury should be found at about 10 degrees altitude on a compass bearing of about 261 degrees. Venus is a morning object and is drawing closer to the sun, causing it to become lost in the glow of the rising sun. Mars is an evening object in Aries. It is shining at magnitude plus 1.3 and is still drawing away from us. It will remain visible in the evening sky for about 2 hours mid-month. Jupiter is still a morning object but is moving further away from the sun as it moves towards opposition at the beginning of June. It is shining at magnitude minus 2.1, low in the constellation of Ophiuchus. Saturn can be seen for a short time before sunrise, shining at magnitude plus 0.6 in the constellation Sagittarius. It is pulling away from the sun, moving towards opposition in July. Uranus can be found low in the west, shining at magnitude plus 5.9. It runs into twilight by mid-month. Neptune is not visible this month. Some AA members are busy tracking down Messier objects, so I've included some in this month's podcast. Lying in the constellation of Auriga, three of my favourite open clusters are well placed for viewing this month. They are M36, M37 and M38. They are all easy and rewarding targets for binoculars, and I would recommend that you locate them with binoculars before going for a telescopic view. M36 is to be found at right ascension, 5 hours 36 minutes, declination plus 34 degrees. This cluster is estimated to be 3,700 light years away and shines at magnitude plus 6.3. M37 is to be found at right ascension, 5 hours 52 minutes, declination plus 32 degrees 33 minutes. The cluster is estimated to be 3,600 light years away and shines at magnitude plus 6.2. M38 is to be found at right ascension 5 hours 28 minutes, declination plus 35 degrees 51 minutes. The cluster is estimated to be 2,750 light years away and shines at magnitude plus 7.4. Compare these open clusters to some Messier globular clusters. M3 is to be found in Canes V Natici. It is to be found at right ascension 13 hours 42 minutes, declination plus 28 degrees 22 minutes. It is estimated to be 34,000 light years away and shines at magnitude plus 5.9. M5 is to be found in the constellation Serpens at right ascension 15 hours 18 minutes, declination plus 02 degrees 05 minutes. It is estimated to be 26,000 light years away and shines at magnitude plus 5.7. At the moment, this cluster will not be visible until the early hours of the morning, but will be presenting itself at a more civilized hour as the year progresses. M53 is to be found in Coma Berenices at right ascension 13 hours 13 minutes, declination plus 18 degrees 10 minutes. It is estimated to be 63,000 light years away, but despite its immense distance, manages to shine at magnitude plus 7.7. So far, we've looked at clusters, and you may have noticed that the globular clusters are much further away than the open clusters. The open clusters live in our galaxy, whereas the globulars tend to inhabit the galaxy's halo and are thus further away. We will now look at a quartet of Messiers that are further away still. They are galaxies and all live in Leo the Lion. M65 is an edge-on spiral galaxy lying at a distance of 33 million light years. It is to be found at right ascension 11 hours 19 minutes, declination plus 13 degrees 5.5 minutes. It shines at magnitude plus 9.3. M66 is to be found at right ascension 11 hours 20 minutes, declination 12 degrees 59 minutes. It shines at magnitude plus 8.9 and, like M65, is also estimated to be 33 million light years away. It is a spiral galaxy, which is almost face on, so compare its appearance to that of M65. M95 is to be found at right ascension 10 hours 44 minutes, declination plus 11 degrees 42 minutes. It is a face-on spiral shining with a magnitude of 9.7. Its companion in the sky, M96, also a face-on spiral, is to be found at right ascension 10 hours 47 minutes, declination plus 11 degrees 49 minutes. The pair can be seen in the same large binocular field of view and are thought to be 38 million light years away from us. That is all the telescopic targets for this month. Happy Messier hunting!